99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Turn it up on demand.
So we received a message from a listener. She's a server several days ago wanting to know if she should confront this guy who came into her work with his girlfriend and hit on her, like leaving his number and a little call me with a little smiley face on the check, along with a crappy tip on an $80 meal, which
this really bothered her.
Yeah, it bothered her, and I loved how all the comments revolved around the lack of tip he left.
Absolutely. They're kind of like, you know what? This guy's going to sink his own ship. I mean, he's a bad tipper. He's a bad boyfriend. Like, eventually she's going to figure it out. Just stay out of it.
Yeah. And we were kind of like on the fence going back and forth of, yes, definitely address this. Or, maybe hold back. Because what if they, what if the girlfriend believes her boyfriend and accuses you then of something and tries to get you fired, all that?
There was a story, yes, about that same thing happening to someone and they tried to get her fired. So, you just don't want to invite that possibility.
All right, so we got an update. Early this morning, we received this message from our listener who says, first sentence, guys, all caps, he came back in.
Oh, wow. So that leads me to think she's ready to
She's armed.
Okay.
All right. She says, I couldn't believe it. He and his girlfriend came in last night, and I insisted they be seated in my section.
Oh, she's ready. She is gearing up. Oh, boy.
Yes, I heard all of your listeners' responses and read all the Facebook comments. And up until this point, I wasn't sure what I was going to do if I saw them again. Do I confront this guy who clearly was hitting on me last time in front of his girlfriend, or do I ignore it like nothing happened? I did tell my manager about the situation because
reinforcements, possibly. Yeah,
that's right. I certainly didn't want him or his girlfriend to falsely accuse me of something trying to get me fired.
Okay, she's laying the groundwork and covering her bases. So far, so good, but oh my goodness, I'm nervous.
I like where this is headed. Well, once they sat down, I went up to take their drink order, and his girlfriend excuses herself to use the restroom. That's when he asked me if I got his note.
Oh, there it is. It's a direct question. He's inviting her back in. She's going to walk through the door.
That's when I got really upset for his girlfriend and told him I did, but didn't think it was appropriate or respectful for him to do that with his girlfriend there.
Very good response. Mm-hmm. Very, very professional and appropriate.
He then actually told me it wasn't his girlfriend.
But, I'm sorry, plot twist? What?
But his sister.
Very affectionate with his sister?
And she goes
if
on.
She thought they were boyfriend, girlfriend. She said that the way they were acting, is this like an Angelina Jolie and her boyfriend, her brother kind of a situation?
She goes on, I wasn't buying any of this. I went to the area where the restrooms are as she was coming out and told her that I got her drink order, but did she know her brother's order? Because I had forgotten it.
Really good. Oh, she's so smart.
Gosh, this listener is on another level.
She's on a roll.
She looked at me puzzled and confirmed what I already knew. She said, brother, he's my boyfriend.
Oh, God.
So,
dun, dun, dun.
Oh, my gosh. I know. So she writes, I just told her that was confusing because he had given me his number the last time you were in and just told me today that he's his sister.
Oh, no. Her brother. Yeah. Oh, gosh.
She and I just exchanged, and she put this in quotes, that look. The look women give each other when they know.
Oh, wow. Oh, man.
No words needed to be spoken, apparently.
No, I don't. At that point, you just kind of be like, okay, bring your drinks right out. I'm going to add some extra alcohol to yours.
Yeah. She goes on and says, so I told her I would grab her purse if she wanted from the table and bring it back to her. She thanked me. I then grabbed the purse, telling this guy that his sister needed it. I gave it to her, asked her if she needed a ride. She told me they drove separately and left.
Oh, wow.
I was so mad. But I played it cool and brought the drinks out to the table. He waited there for another 30 minutes before getting up and leaving. And then she put this in quote, in parentheses, without paying for his drinks.
Oh, of course he did.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Thank you for all your help. Wow.
Oh, wow. I didn't see that coming, but it was better than anything any of us tossed out.
Dang.
That was amazing.
Like,
that
what?
Was amazing.
A guy's going to say it's his sister? Like, what kind of idiot is this?
No, that guy got what he deserved, for sure.
Gosh.
And thank goodness the girlfriend isn't going to waste any more of her time. I mean, she played that perfectly.
Dang.
That's impressive.
Dang. That
I would not have thought of any of that.
I was just too nervous. That
my
was
hands would be sweaty.
Listen, this
I would
was
be like your boyfriend hit on me. I gotta go.
This was a woman who was prepared because of group therapy.
This is like
she was prepared, and she came in and she had her sleeves rolled up. And man, I love it. I mean,
Susie said this girl's a freaking genius, and I hope she gets a new best friend out of it. You know what? That could be the happy ending. The two women could probably bond.
Is there
get a new bestie?
And I love how she said they exchanged that look. Is there a look? I guess that women give when it's like, okay, I know your guy is wrong in you, and it's just that almost. I'm imagining it's like a look of compassion, kind of. No words need to be spoken.
It is like accusatory and compassion mm-hmm. at the same time.
It's like
accusatory towards him. Compassion for her.
Okay.
And then, like, the girlfriend, she shows, like, appreciation.
Right.
Realization.
Mm.
Like, grief. It's a lot in a look, but it's a look.
Dang. All right.
Yeah.
So if you want to go back and kind of see the comments that were read or that were written, you can at Ben and Kelly Show. But there's your update.
She's my hero. She's the GOAT. Wow.
Slow clapping for her.
Dang.
99.7.
Give her all the tips.
Oh my gosh, yes. Yeah. Go
to a restaurant. We gotta figure out where she works.
I know. She needs some business at a restaurant there.